You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Yolanda. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you're currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. First and last name?
Carlos Vega.
You spell your first name? Oh, he's going in and out. Can you hear me?
My name is Vega, V-E-G-A. I can hear you.
Yeah, you went out. Like, when you spelled your, when, as soon as you spelled it, it went all the way out.
Maybe, yeah, maybe the area is not the best signal. Okay, so it's C-A-R-L-O-S. Last name is Vega, V-E-G-A.
Telephone number?
407-486-6999.
And would you like to receive a text message giving you the name and number of the provider who's going to assist you?
Yes, please.
Okay, message and data rates may apply.
It's fine.
All right, and Mr. Vega, let's see. Give me one moment. Let me put some information in real quick. All right, and I'm now adding some eligibility information into the system, so I'll need to add information exactly as it appears on your membership documentation, okay?
Okay. Allow me one quick moment. Let me find the email from Tire Rack.
Well, really, I just really need, you probably know this information by heart, which is your address.
Yes. It's 14105 Whooping, it's spelled W-H-O-O-P-I-N-G, Crane, C-R-A-N-E, Lane. It's in Orlando. And the zip code, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 32824.
Thank you.
And that's my home address.
All right. And what's the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle you're calling about?
It's a 2015 Hyundai Sonata.
You said 15 or 16?
15.
15, gotcha. What color?
Black.
And what's wrong with the vehicle?
We hit a pothole. We're gonna go exercise, and on the way there, hit a pothole, and it popped the tire.
Okay, which tire?
It's. Give me one sec. I'm actually arriving to the my son. He was the one driving to exercise. So I'm like three, 4 minutes away. I can get the specifics.
Yeah, which tire is it? One of the tires are flat, or what happened?
I'm sending him a message. I'm not sure if it's the front right tire or the back right tire.
Gotcha.
One quick moment. Let's see if he actually responds.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay.
Is there any other information that I can give you for now while I wait for his response? Like any.
Let's see. Do you have a pickup address? The location where the vehicle is?
Yes. It's. Well, it's the little park. I have the address. It's the Osceola. Let me get that. One second. But if it's important, if we can put in the notes that it's in the shopping center behind the Welcome Center. Give you one second. Let me give you that address.
Okay.
I have a 20-year-old son, which I would imagine would know how to do this by himself, but he's a little dependent on dad. And I'm not sure if you have any kids.
Oh, definitely. Grown kids.
They want to act like they're grown up.
They're
but
the
then,
ones.
Yes. They don't listen.
Nope.
They know it all, but then I need help. Okay,
exactly.
The address is 4155 West Vine Street.
V-I-N-E.
Kissimmee. Vine, yes. V-I-N-E.
Gotcha.
Street. It's in the city of Kissimmee. I can spell it out for you.
I got it. Thank you. Is that and you said is that the address you're giving me? Is it at that address or behind that building or what?
Behind that building.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. Give me one moment.
The name of the building, if you need it, if it helps the tow driver. The tow truck driver is it's the Osceola County Welcome Center and History Museum.
Okay, thank you. Did he ever tell you which tire? Do you know? It's on the passenger side, though. Is that right?
Yes, it's on the passenger side. My wildest guess is in the front, but... If he doesn't respond, I'm just a few minutes away.
Yeah, I know. To elaborate on what you were saying exactly, I just had a whole dispute with my 21-year-old. And is that you wanting a tow or a tire change?
A tow.
Okay. I definitely just had a whole ordeal with her. Want to be grown, but don't want to pay any bills, you know. And I'm not asking you for
that's mine.
a lot. I just want you to pay. I'm only charging you $200. You know, first of all, you can't pay $20 anywhere else.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I mean, $200 is what a lot of people almost pay for cable and internet.
Exactly. I just pay $175 for my Spectrum bill. So you're right. They don't understand, though. And then got smart with me, and I told her I was going to put her out. And she was like, now she wants to apologize and say she doesn't have anywhere to go.
My son's done that a couple times. He gets mad. He packs his car, gets in, you know, and leaves. I'm leaving. And then I'll get in contact with, like, his aunt. Oh, yeah, he's here. He came here to spend the night. He'll stay there for, like, 1 or 2 days. And, oh, he comes home, and next thing he's in his room sleeping.
Right. All that dramatics. And, Mr. Vega, your vehicle, it does still shift into neutral since it was just hitting the pothole, right? Okay. And the callback number, you want us to call you on your number to 407-486-6999?
Yes, please.
Okay. And do you need a ride with the provider?
No, I don't. I have my other car, so.
Okay.
And we're thinking of having the car towed to the service center where we got the tire.
Okay.
I can.
Are they still open?
Let me see if I believe they close at 6 or just close. So that means they will have to work on the car tomorrow.
Okay. They have a drop box for your key? Or are you going to meet?
I believe, yes.
The provider, make sure you get your key.
Excellent. Do you need that address?
I do. The drop-off address.
Okay, drop-off address. Okay, it's 255 East Town Center Boulevard. And it's in Orlando. The zip code is 32824. And the name of the location is The Tire Choice.
Gotcha. All right. So as soon as I secure a provider, you get a text message. It's going to give you the estimated time of arrival. Usually anywhere between 30 to 90 minutes is what the ETA is. You also get the name and number of the provider who's going to assist you today. If they're not there within the ETA, you can give them a call and get an updated status.
Excellent.
All right. Any other questions?
Oh, do you need to know which tire?
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't replied yet.
I just put him on the passenger side. I didn't just an extra notation unless he responded, but... Long, you did say it was on the passenger side, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me see. There's a little bumper-to-bumper traffic, but I'm maybe not even half a mile away. I can get that information just in case.
You can, and then if you want to, you can call back. Or either you can let the provider know. When you get the text message, or I'll call you back in a minute and check up if you got it.
If it's possible, in 30 seconds, I'm there. I'm
okay.
I'm actually turning into
okay, that's
into
fine.
The street. What state do you live in?
I'm in Alabama.
Okay, that's not too far from the Sunshine State.
Yep, next door. Might as well say next door.
Next door.
One of my favorite states.
Alabama?
No. Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Yes.
What can I say?
Haven't been there since the pandemic, though, so.
Florida overall is nice, very nice beaches. There's a lot of nice areas. The only thing is, a lot of Florida has gotten very expensive. And
right.
The pay is really bad.
Now, see, that's the problem I got, though. See, that's what I'm saying. For them to be so expensive, I just knew their pay was going to match.
We're in a lot of states, for example, New York, and there's a lot of states that it's expensive, but the pay. But here, the average salary is super, super low. But then the houses, $300,000. I mean, $300,000 barely gets you a little townhouse in Orlando.
Wow.
And most people, the average pay in Orlando is for a family household. I believe the average income was like $52,000 for a family.
Wow.
So.
That's not even.
I don't know. Maybe I'll start looking at Alabama.
Right.
Okay, I'm turning it right now. Let's see.
The 300,000 home. A 300,000 home here, you'd have a mansion.
Oh, that'll be nice. Okay, so the tire is going to be. It's the front driver's side. I'm sorry, front passenger side.
Front passenger tire. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your great service. And I hope you win the Powerball. I moved out to Florida.
I know, right? I'm glad you said that. I'm gonna play are they doing it tonight?
I'll be honest, I always hope that I'll win, but I never play.
Well, all right.
I guess we'll both start.
I know. Might have some luck. Well, all right. We'll just look for that text message, and that's when the ETA begins, okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much again. Have a
You're
great
welcome.
Evening.
Thank you for using Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a good night as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.